We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Salvatore Menzo from the Wallingford School System, right. Superintendent. Do your friends say Sal? Do you go by Sal? Dr. Menzo? Or
Sal is fine.
I'm on your website, and that's how you send your notes home, so I can see.
Correct.
So the middle school and high school went back to in class for at least some portion of the week last week. How's it going?
It's going very, very well. Our staff does a great job in making sure that students feel comfortable. Our parents have been very supportive, and most importantly, our students have been incredibly cooperative. We're just making sure that we're addressing their academic needs as well as their social emotional. That's really our greatest concern because of the disconnect that many of our students are having this year.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, because we've done some stuff on this. And, you know, while you think, all right, well, the kids are at home, oh, I'm so happy, and, you know, it's summer break, so I'm fine. But, well, actually, you're not. But nevertheless, it is very tough to be isolated, isn't it?
Absolutely. Students are social beings. We're all social beings. And that's what schools are all about, is social interaction. And from that, there's just as much learning as there is from any textbook or any educational technology. So the thing is that students need that interaction. And I'm glad that sports have started again. Many of our students in both of our high schools are very involved. Our clubs are going in the afternoon, of course, meeting all of the guidelines set forth by the Connecticut Department of Public Health.
Right.
But again, they need that social interaction. Our high school, one of our two high schools, is doing a drama production. It's virtual in nature. But, getting those students involved. I met with high school and middle school students recently. We're working with a program called Stand Up and Speak Out, and it's dealing with the whole idea of getting students to have that social activity because it's very crucial that we develop them in that way.
You know, Ray asked a really good question just a few minutes ago. Relative to what the students would have gone through academically, we know the social side and all that, they've definitely lost some, but how behind are they academically relative to what if it would have been a standard year?
I don't think anybody can clearly define or calculate how far behind, so to speak. I think that we'd also be, you know, of course, not being clear and truthful if we didn't determine or at least assume there's some decline.
Right.
I think that the fact is that ours, as a school district, and I know my colleagues because we meet every week, actually on Wednesdays, we're coming at it from different angles. So if we're seeing if our teachers are seeing students that are not as engaged or they're not doing what they need to do and they're not being as successful, we've really doubled down our efforts. We've had those students come back full-time in many cases. We've also provided additional resources. So we are trying to make sure that there is recovery for any loss. I just think that, again, time will tell, unfortunately, and I think that that's why a school district, and we're doing this right now, we're already planning summer school programming. We're already in that mode of when is summer school going to occur, who is it going to be for, how is it going to be delivered, and we're going to expand our net that we usually cast. It's going to be cast to a larger group because we don't want our students to be academically behind because of the pandemic.
You know, we were wondering about this, Sal, is, you know, a lot of school districts live and die by standardized testing. You know, you're moving somewhere, you say, okay, where do I want to live? Let's look at the scores for the school. Let's go there. What's this going to affect testing, and are they going to do testing?
Well, as of right now, the testing is still on, and we are preparing, you know, as normal. We don't teach to a test.
Good.
I think that that's not what we do in Wallingford. We teach to a curriculum. We teach to a curriculum that has been developed with our teachers, by our teachers, based on the standards, but also making certain that we are really look at multiple measures. We want our students to be measured on a variety of indicators, not just one test at one point in time. None of us, you know the story, none of us are evaluated on one day, one time, for what we do in terms of our performance in our jobs. We can't expect students to be, you know, evaluated in the same manner. So there's ongoing assessment that occurs throughout the year that our students are involved in. It's still going on. Our teachers are incredibly committed to that. And then we look at growth, and you have to look at that growth piece because not everybody, not every student starts the race at the same point. We don't have that, and that's what makes schools so exciting, that we have such diversity. But we have to look at that growth aspect.
Sal Menzo, superintendent of Wallingford Public Schools, big job, big town. I have two more questions, semi-difficult ones. The first one is, assuming everyone gets vaccinated, what's going to look like in the fall? What are you going to keep? That you're going to keep that you're doing now?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. We've been doing a lot of conversations around that topic of keep, stop, change based on based on design thinking model. We use that in our district, and our administrators have been talking about that. And I think there is some definite desire to keep some of the virtual aspects of our meetings. We've seen an incredible increase in some of our parent participation by offering a virtual option. And I think that's so crucial at these times, and especially next year, going into next year, with whatever the school year looks like, parent engagement throughout this whole pandemic needs to continue. So I think there's the virtual option of some of the meetings that will stay. The level of technology that our teachers are using now in their classroom, we do not want that to go anywhere. So we were able to ramp up relatively quickly as a district. We kind of were ahead of the curve. We had purchased a large allotment of Chromebooks in January prior to the pandemic. So we didn't have an access issue, which was wonderful. So we're going to continue to do that. We have preschool students now using their own district-issued iPad. We want to continue that. So those are definitely key elements. I think we also want to think a little outside the box as to what does a student day look like. We've always had a dream in Wallingford to try to create a flexible high school schedule for those students who maybe work in the evening to help their family, have them come in a little bit later. I think now with our teachers having an experience where there is that opportunity for some flexibility to maybe apply that to our schedule as we move forward. We have in our teacher contract the ability to offer flexible work hours, so now it might be an opportunity because they've lived it, some of them, to see whether or not that actually could work in the future.
So in a sense, it sounds to me like ultimately you would love to kind of go as it is in college, where you have a couple of classes, you show up or not, but nevertheless, you've got that, and so you're flexible as well as a student.
Correct, and I think we have to also honor the needs of the students, so that's not necessarily the model that will work for every child, because some children do need that day-to-day
structure.
Connection. I was the child in the large lecture hall that needed to sit in the front row. All my friends were in the back. I took great notes. They wanted them. But the fact was, that's what I had to do. So, you know, there are students who need that day-to-day interaction, and then there are some students who are more self-directed and can be successful in doing so. So we need to capture the positivity of whatever we can take from this experience and really try to move that forward. I think there's even different discussions in terms of our budget as a school district.
Yeah, exactly.
We looked at that very differently this year. So we have to really try to take some of the positive pieces and really decide which ones are going to make us the best district possible.
Okay. Well, say hi to everybody at Sheehan High School and the rest of your district, and thank you for being on. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And if I can say, we will be having an early dismissal for elementary students.
That's great.
So
breaking news.
I might as well take the opportunity.
Thank you.
So they will be getting out. The 3-5s get out at 1:20, and the pre-K 2 get out at 1:30. And all that middle school and high school will already be home at that point.
All right. Keep it up. Thank you much, Sal. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
There you go. Well, that was pretty good. Nice guy.
Breaking news. Yeah, he's got his act together.
And he's telling us that you're getting out a half day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.